Fire Prevention Week and Fire Prevention Month activities still go on.
They sure do. We've been really busy this week. National Night Out offered us an opportunity along with them to kind of kick everything off with the expo last week on the 25th of September, and I enjoyed going to a National Night Out activity that I was invited to the Upper Burton Creek Association party, and talked about fire safety and had a really great response there.
Did the fire department roll some trucks around during National Night Out?
We sure did. We had an ambulance at that particular party, and then they went to another party. Most of our trucks went and visited two or three parties in their areas each, respectively.
And the best thing was that I don't think there were any calls.
Well, there was some. The ambulance that came to our party, just as soon as we had just barely finished the little tour and let everybody see the ambulance, they had to take off on a call, and they actually were a little late getting there, and I had to kind of keep the fire going because they were on a call that had come in unexpectedly. So, but we did still take care of business. We had a low amount of calls, so we didn't have too many interruptions.
And most of that would have been EMS activity then?
Most of it was EMS activities that night.
And do you guys run trucks at the same time you run ambulances?
Oftentimes we do. There's many reasons for that. The engines also carry paramedic level personnel. They also carry first line emergency drug therapy and assessment therapies, LIFEPAK-12s, so they can do EKG. They can start the same level of care they're going to get in that ambulance at the beginning and have personnel there. So they can start care until the ambulance can get there if they're further away, and we have more fire engines than ambulances. Also, when you have heavy situations with trauma and so on, you need extra hands. These guys are all trained to the same level, so they can be support for each other as well as support into transport if it's a complicated call. So there's several good reasons that we back the EMS ambulances with the EMS qualified fire engines.
So it just all depends on the nature and the significance of the call then.
That's right.
Which is so important then, if you're the one that happens to call 911 and describe the emergency, to give as complete information as possible then.
Absolutely. We actually have emergency medical dispatchers now. They're specially trained. They know the questions to ask. Asking those particular questions allows them to categorize the complication and situation that's there and be able to better send out the correct response to get you all of the aid you need and just what you need.
All right. So thanks for letting me go off on that tangent. We still have another couple of minutes. What else is on your plate?
Well, I just wanted to thank everybody for participating with us for Fire Prevention Week. It's not over. Tomorrow is the first of the 2 days for the reason why we have Fire Prevention Week. The Great Chicago Fire started on the 8th, took 2 days to put out, ended up being put out the morning of the 10th. Made 100,000 people homeless, destroyed more than 17,000 structures, killed more than 250 people. The thing we want to mention to everybody is that the week's not over. Feel free to go by your local fire station, visit with your local firefighters. They'd love to get to know you. It's our way of, you know, spending time with our local community people that are interested in meeting their local helpers that are in their fire stations around their neighborhoods.
And a reminder, we brought this up, I think, a couple of weeks ago, that fire stations still have smoke detectors available.
They do still have smoke detectors available. We would love for you to have smoke detector. The theme of Fire Prevention Week this year is beep, beep, smoke alarms, a sound you can live with. The statistics on fire deaths and injuries in houses without smoke detectors is staggering. So you definitely, these are a very inexpensive, very easy way to protect yourself and make a big difference in your level of safety. And we have them available for people who want them. All they have to do is call.
And what's that number?
You can call 209-5960. Or stop at your local fire station, and they'll help you get in touch with us, and we'll get you on the list.